You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey guys, I'm not sure that you know about the Spornet hairbrushes. So, funny thing is that I actually have had them in my kit for years now, like years. When we're talking years, like almost my whole career, from back in the day on the Broadway show Hair. I loved the lightness of them and truthfully the color. That's really what drew me to them. So I had no idea. Hey guys, welcome back to the Wig Hackers Podcast, and this is your host, Daniel Coy. What's going on? So we had a listener want to know about my wig kit and the supplies you need to ventilate and front a wig, make a wig. So I'm going to go in depth on this one. So if you're seeing it on HGTV, which you can see me actually go through each one of these. I'm going to post it on HGTV and maybe on YouTube. So check it out, find it. It's going to be great. So first and foremost, you need your canvas block. So it goes by sizes. They have anywhere between 19 inches and to like 24 is the largest that I've seen. You can have them custom made at some places as well. So this is definitely something that I have a ton of, actually. Too many to count. So definitely you need your canvas block. And then you're going to need your pearl head pins. So this is to hold down the wig when you put it on the block. To hold the wig just on the block so it doesn't fall off every time you try to work with it. Then you have your small glass head pins. So some people use glass head pins. Some people use the metal pins that you have to hammer in. So for me, just to get rid of the hammer and a plier, I like to use the glass head pins. I can just pull them in, pull them out nice and easy. You'll need your lace. So there are, many different types of lace on the market. So once again, I do not get sponsored for any of this. Okay. This is all me. It's just what I use. So I talk about it. We have film lace, we have opera lace, we have Swiss lace, and then we have Vanessa lace. So those are like the four that I go to. I am showing them on the video in case you want to jump over there, but finish this first because there's going to be some things on the podcast that are not on the video. So there's different types. I like to specialize in just the laces that I know. You can work with any lace, right? But if you're going to be getting a wig from me or renting a wig from me, you're going to have your options of these four laces. And then I have a lace that I use for like the back of the heads and all of that. So that's like the another thing that you need. I do suggest getting a wig clamp for your table. You can just clamp it on and you can work that way. I also have used a wooden box in my lap that has V's cut out on each side so you can like turn the head different ways. It really depends on your method of making a wig. So if you go like hardcore and want to like sit down and like ventilate for like 8 or 9 hours, definitely. I mean, I've even gotten a regular box, like went to the dumpster, got a box that was clean and literally made it out of that. So there's different options. Some people like to do it on the stand that they can just sit and they just put it lower and they ventilate away. So that is like one, another thing you can use, so to speak. So I am gonna go into my personal kit here. just so I can like use, I have handy dandy scissors. They're orange. They've been around me for ages, to be honest. I put my name on them so no one kicks them. But yeah, nice little handy craft scissors. I like to have, they're nice and sharp. I always have clips. So duck bill or the pin curl clips without the little like space on it. Here. So duck bill, and then we have the pin curl clip with the two prong, and then I have the one prong as well. Bam. I do have several different needles, but I keep talking about it, so I'm worried that because I'm talking about it so much, it's gonna happen. Is I have my German needle that I actually bend a little more than most so that I can just go quicker. And then I use the smaller handle. It's plastic. I've had it for years. I've dropped it many of time. So I know someone who actually takes some thread and braids it and makes it like substantial enough to like go around your wrist. So if you're ventilating and you drop it, you won't have any issue with it. You'll just be able to like pick it back up so you don't drop it on the ground and break the tip. Done that many of time. So then I have a couple extra needles in here that I just have like all different sizes, but I normally use a 4-5. I know that's like taboo in some wig making worlds, but yeah, I like it better. It's worked so much better for me. And then I just have a couple of them in there just in case you drop one and you don't want to pick one up. You know, you could do that. There is also the metal holders as well. I'm also trying to give you like a wide variety, like whatever works for you. Don't forget that part. Like don't think because what I said is like the holy grail, because I've probably learned backwards and never made it to like the right situation. So we have that. I also have a purple marker. So I mostly use black and red on like my bubbles. So then if I need to do any adjustments after the fact, I do it in purple. So I know that, oh, this is when I was sitting down with the wig and I needed to change that. So that's in like my little handy dandy kit that I take everywhere with me. It's a little box, so to speak. You'll need clear thread. I have a spool that is so... big. My mother got it for me. I'm going to say 11 years ago, and I haven't even got through half of it. So if you do get my ventilating masterclass, this kit is already pre-made for you. So I sat there and I wounded all of the thread that you'll be getting in the kit. So it's actually from the same spool of thread that I've made every wig that I ever made on it. So you can definitely... get that, you know, danielcoyeducation.com. If you already did get my books and you do want to get the masterclass, send me a DM. I can give you a separate link because you did already buy it, so I can do that for you. So that is like all of the tools that I use to make a wig. I mean, and then you have your foundation. So if that's like a ventilated wig or a machine-made wig or a wig that you've made on a machine, and then you lay your lace and then you ventilate, you can do that. So you need that as well to create your fabulous wig. So this is just this is it. I mean, there's drawing cards you could technically have if you want, but then I personally say, if you're going to be buying a wig from a manufacturer, get the hair that matches just on a weft so that you have no issues. If you want loose hair, fine, get it loose hair. You can use a drawing mat to do that. Drawing mats, I personally feel I lose so much hair. So I always get the hair on a weft. Normally I try to do 2 inches longer or an inch longer for my turnaround. So we take that into consideration as we make the wig. So that's another thing you can personally have. I mean, guys, to be honest, I got my first drawing card like a year ago, not even like half a year ago. And that's only because I've been getting a lot more people sending me hair that they don't want to send to, like, you know, of these wig places that don't really make good wigs. So that's the only reason why I got the drawing card, to be honest with you. So just take that into consideration too. And then it's really your technique. So don't worry, it's a wig, you know. And to be honest, they're gonna get the wig, they're gonna wear it, most likely they're gonna ruin it, they're gonna have to come back to you. So don't take it to heart. But each time they get a wig back from you, I do want you to have it looking better and being better for them, so that they see that you're growing and you're getting better and you're doing better. So just put that into consideration. I mean, there's a light. I have like my ring light I'll put it facing straight down. So when I ventilate, I can actually see what I'm doing. I also have these gels that are 2.5 inches by 4 inches that you can slide underneath your ventilating so that you can see. They're clear gels, so they come in 5 different colors: green, blue, red, yellow, orange, but the red and the blue are the best. Because what you can do is you have your markings on your block, and then you put the clear plastic film underneath it, and you can slide it underneath the lace. So some people have used post-it notes if they can't see it, but then you can't see through to where you need to ventilate. So that's why I got these films. They're $8 for a pack of 3 for me. They are, I don't know where they are. They're somewhere. If you want them, let me know. Shoot me a message. I'll probably be posting them soon. But yeah, so those can just slide right underneath and you can see through it, so you can see your markings. So that's what I really like about them, when it's like too fine, or if it's just on a canvas block and you can't see because you're doing blonde hair, you can't see the lace and all that. So this would definitely help boost your speed and accuracy on recreating those hairlines. What else do I use? I haven't used an Asian needle in forever long. I actually think I threw it out because I'm like, never again. But I'm not opposed to them. I'm still trying to get I know I can do a front in 8 hours with my tools, right? That's not bad. So that's really what I want to stress with most people, is that it is for you. Like, this system has worked for me. I like to work. I always do the shortcut. I do the shortcut, that it's better, it's faster, it makes things just go smoother. I'll be able to make things happen better. So just keep that in mind at the end of the day as well, that there are different things for different people. So if you like them, perfect. If any of this helps you, amazing. But remember, this is just options to have. You know, knowledge is power. So having more knowledge in your arsenal can make your wig making journey easier, and it can totally help. Plastic bags I use to cover my blocks, paper I use to stuff, or I use batting for a pillow, like stick that in there to pad it out. What else? Markers, I said. I mean that's really everything. But if you do have any questions, just let me know on any of the messengers. Do not get me wrong, any messenger. And thank you for also listening to all of the ads for Anchor, because it's great. You guys are really helpful. Thank you for just listening through them. And yeah, check out the Instagrams, the YouTube, and all the social media. You know, hit me up. I love a good thing. So doesn't matter anytime. I normally answer. I only sleep for about 4 hours a day. So most likely I will be up midnight. Probably you'll get me. Might not be the best version of me. I may be a little tipsy from my grandma pills, but I will still answer and try to get you the information that you need. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Wake Hackers podcast. And until next time, keep your hair looking good, because I'm always stalking your socials. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Wig Hackers. Have an idea or a question you'd like me to answer? Feel free to reach out on any of my social media platforms at Daniel Coy Official on Instagram or on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you and hope to inspire you. Don't forget to share and rate me and do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.